Right. So, hello everyone. In the agenda, it says that I was supposed to be joined by my colleague Fabian, but he could not come because of logistics reasons. So, if you came here just to listen to him, you will be disappointed. So, my talk is called LLVM meets code property graphs, and today I want to talk about this thing, like what is code property graphs and its application in the security and software analysis domain. So a few words about me. If you want to find out more, there is a blog. I'm on Twitter, and also you can drop me an email if you have any questions and such. So I work for a company called Shift Left Security, and we are basically building the tools for custom static code analysis. So my responsibility there is to make it work with LLVM, so that we can handle languages like C, C++, and so on, like more of them. So before we start, want to ask you some questions. Can you see a problem with this code? Anyone? Just shout, like. Yeah, double free. Nice. So it was like 4 seconds. Can you see a problem with this code? Use after free. Yeah, that was actually faster. But can you see a problem with this code? So apparently you can, if you have enough time and power, you can probably spend some ages and to analyze it manually to see how it works and so on, but yeah, that's not practical. Therefore, we kind of have to use some tooling and gently ask machines to help us with this task. So I want to show you some demo. So this is the basic example. The first one was double free, like how do you find it with the tooling? So first, you need to create to load this program into memory, and so that you can run some queries to analyze it. Then it's actually very easy. It's an easy example. So to find double free, we just need from like data flow perspective, we just need to find a flow from one free call to the other one, where the parameter is the same. So we have a source, which is the parameter of the free, and we also have a sink that is also parameter to the function free. So now if I run like show me all the flows from sink to source, then it doesn't work because I forgot one thing, all flows. Here we are. So it says that the first call is at line 6 in file M, and the second one at line 8. So you can run more sophisticated queries for that, but we'll get to it in a moment. So this tool is basically built on this idea of code property graphs, and before that I have to make a step back and talk about the property graphs in general. So I assume that you probably all know what the graph is. If not, so basically you have some set of nodes, and those nodes are connected with just some edges, like some by some means. And the property graph, it's basically an extension of graph, or it's also called multigraph, where the nodes, they may have several edges connected, like two nodes may be connected by several edges. And those edges and nodes as well, they may have a number of properties, basically like key value things. And the CPG, the code property graph, it takes several representations of the program. Namely, it combines AST, it combines the control flow graph, and program dependence graph. So in the end, basically you have this multigraph somewhere in memory or not, and normally there are tools like Neo4j or Apache something that allow you to work with those graphs. So basically you can just run some queries, like if you do with SQL, you can just like select from blah blah, and this is basically what happens here in this example. So we just run queries against the database. So the beautiful part of this code property graph, or at least this implementation of it, that it's kind of multi-layered thing. So at the very, on this example, at the very low